Shalom first.
This is our chesed.
Marba Reyes, if you want to know. Right. Homer Rabbi Yechon HaMishum Rabbi Yossi. Minayin Shakodesh Baruch Hu Mitzpalo. It's HaKodesh Baruch himself also davens. This is very shrewd. What does he mean HaKodesh Baruch Hu davens? We'll soon see what he says. But the Indian is, they always speak out here, that really HaKodesh Baruch Hu wants to do chesed to everybody. But there's a mitzvah. If you do mitzvahs, you get char. If you do aveirus, you get a meinish. So mitzad adin, Hashem can't give you everything he wants to, because you've been not roy to mekabel dashpo, he can't give it to you. But there's a midah terachma from HaKodesh Baruch Hu, that he doesn't look at the din, and even though more you don't deserve something, still he gives it to you. So that's HaKodesh Baruch Hu's tefillah. His tefillah is that he himself should be noy, that his midah terachmin should work over the midah adin. That means Hashem wants to give us everything, but we have to be roy to mekabel it. But certain times, even though we're not roy, still Hashem gives it to us. So the Gemara says, "The Gemara of Nazareth Baruch Hu Mitzvah Shenema." The pasuk says, "Vavi Yosim Al Har Kodeshi V'Simasti Bebeit Tfilosi." It says, "Tfilosi, my tefillah." Hashem is saying, "Tfilosim Leinemer." Doesn't say your tefillah, and let tefilosi. Mikan Shekodesh Baruch Hu Mitzvah. Kodesh Baruch Hu alone davens. For the Gemara, my matzli, like, what does Hashem daven? How could Hashem daven? Omarav Zutra Batuvia Omarav. What does Hashem say? Yihirotzei Melufonai Sheyich Peshu Rachami Eskasi. Hey, my midas harachamim should take over my kaf, v'yigoylu rachamei al midoysai. And again, my rachamim should go over my midoysai. V'yisnagin b'ni, ashbinei with Kol Yisrael, v'midas rachamim. V'yikonais lem lefnei Meshur Sadin. As I'm just saying, that Hashem wants to give us toiva, just if there's a midas adin, if a person does have eris, Hashem can't give you toiva. He has to give you bir. Just amol, his misgabri, that's midas harachamim, goes over the midas adin. So that's what he's mispalo. So the Gemara Tanya, Amr Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, Pamachas nichnasti lahakti k'teris lefnaya lefnim. He's right, he was a Kohen Gadol. And once he went in to bring the k'teris in lefnaya lefnim, for he see and he saw there a kasriel ko Hashem tzavokai. They say a kasriel, the Shita said, that's one of the shemes of Hashem. So exactly what this means, we don't know, but he like saw a kodesh Hashem there. Shu yoyshev a kisei ron v'nisa. Hashem was sitting on the kisei ron v'nisa, the omali. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told to Rabbi Yishmael, Yishmael b'ni b'cheni. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yishmael, go and give me a bruch. Is Amarti loy, why did Rabbi Yishmael tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu this tefillah? Yirotem l'fonecho, sheyich b'shu rachamecha es kascho. V'yigurlo rachamecha, midoisecho, v'ayta rachamim sh'biyovi yimidois, v'tisnagim b'onecha b'midas rachamim. You should be knowing what klayis or midas rachamim. V'tikones lem l'fnei m'shur sadin, and be nice with them, l'fnei m'shur ganit, even though they don't deserve the chesed or the toiva, still give them toiva, give them chesed. And the Gemara says, v'nena li b'roishoi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu like shook his head to me, like he was masking to the tefillah, the top Rashi. V'nena li b'roishoi, Rashi k'moida, b'ibrichosi v'yein omen, as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself said omen to this bracha. So at Gemara, k'mashman, what does le'ez after HaKadosh Baruch Hu like shook his head? Shloi tei b'irchas hedyit kala b'necha. Mizmada HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mekabel this bracha from Rabbi Yossi, which k'neged Hashem, he's only a hedyot, tzavada us. Anybody that gives you a bracha should always thank him for it. He could be the biggest hedyot, the smallest person, but a bracha is still a bracha. Now from this Gemara, the Nefesh HaChayim, Boizoy, what's the pshat in the word Baruch? Every bracha we say, Baruch Ato Hashem. So big machleik exactly what is the title, what does Baruch mean? Some say Baruch means to give a blessing to. But they don't say it doesn't pass us to give a blessing to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Who are we to bless the Kodesh Baruch Hu? So Nefesh Chaim says, Baruch is from the Russian ribui, a lot. We want our Kodesh Baruch Hu's hashpah to come down to us a lot. That's every tefillah of Baruch. Hey, Baruch Ato Hashem means the Baruch from the Russian ribui. I want you, our Kodesh Baruch Hu, to be Misraba, like come closer and come more and more to us. And he buys us from this Gemara. That was this tefillah. Kodesh Baruch Hu told Rabbi Shmuel, give me a Baruch. What kind of bracha did he say back to him? He said this tefillah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have more shaychus, more rachamim, like more hashpah to Klal Yisrael. That's the taish of a bracha all over. Bracha means we want your hashpah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu come more and more and more to us. That means give us more taiva taiva. I, we don't deserve it, so with midas harachamim we'll get it. And that's the taish of every baruch. Baruch Ato Hashem means you Hashem, your hashpah that comes in this world should be misrabah. There should be more and more and more of it. Right, the V'yomer Rabbi Yechon Mishum Rabbi Yosi, Minayin Shem Ratzim Le'Liyodim B'Shav Kasei. If you have an argument with somebody and he's angry at you, you shouldn't go over right now to try to be mafayis to make up with him.
Because you know right now he's not going to listen to you. Like wasting your time. You're better off waiting a day or two until he calms down, and then you go over to him. So you see, the first time Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Tona Yelchu, let my faith go by. Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Dani Chayti Lecho. And then I'll leave you time, like then I'll come back to you. Mashma now, Kodesh Baruch Hu was the cast. So Kodesh Baruch Hu said, don't come talk to me now. Wait until my cast goes away, and then I'll talk with you. So tomorrow, what does the pasuk mean? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaMoshe, hintingly, wait for me, at sheyavru ponim shel zoam, until my ponim, we'll soon see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry 1 second throughout the day, v'yaniach l'cho, and then I'll come and talk to you. So you see, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry, Moshe shouldn't talk to Hashem then. So what do you mean? Any person is angry at you, don't try and be pious him then, wait till he calms down first. So the Gemara, Miko, Rizko, Kamili, Kutcher, Baruch Hu, does HaKadosh Baruch Hu get angry at all? And the Gemara, in, yes, Titania, that says in the Pasuk and Tehillim, Vekel Zoyam Bechol Yoyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry every day. Because the Gemara of Akama Zomai, how long is he angry? Rega. Vekama Rega, exactly how long is a Rega? We always say Rega means a second. The Gemara says even that's too much. Hashem is not angry really for a second. Ne'echod 1, Mechameshes Rebuya, 50,000, Ushmoina Salofim and 8,000, Ushmoina Salofim 8,000, 58,000, Ushmeina Meos 800, Ushmeina Mishmeina 88 for sure, of an hour. So it comes out to come out a quarter of a second, maybe even a little bit less than that. That's how long Kadosh Baruch Hu was angry. So the Gemara Vizuhi Rega, that's called the Rega that Hashem gets angry. So the Gemara of Ein Kol Veria Yechol Lachavanei for sure. Nobody knows exactly when that second is. We'll soon see what's Mageya, Chutz Mi Bilam Arosha, only Bilam Arosha. That was the koyach of Bilam. Bilam had a koyach to know when Hashem gets angry. And Pashtetzich, the second Hashem is angry, if you want to curse somebody, Hashem will listen to that klola. Like he's angry at Klal Yisrael then. So if you want to give a klola, that's the second to listen. So that was Bilam's koyach. He knew when Hashem gets angry. At that second, he gave a klola, so Hashem listened to the klola. That Bilam knew Das HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why does he mean he knew Hashem? Hashta das emtoi loy have a yoda. He didn't know the das of his own behemo. Das elyon have a yoda. He would know the das of elyon. How is that possible? Ela malame sho yodeya lachav and oisa sho. I tell you, could hop over. Get over there. Yep. Ela malame sho yodeya lachav and oisa sho. Asher Kodesh Baruch Hu koyes bo. His Bilam didn't know his own animal even. Kavad, he didn't know the leaders of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because Bilam's whole koyach was, he knew to recognize this 1 second when Hashem was angry. So then Bilam gave the call, and punk then Hashem listened. So the more about Hainu, Biyomalu, Nodili Yisrael. Ami, Eklai Yisrael, Zuchono, remember, Mayoiz, Bolok, Melech, Moyet. What Bolok, his machshava was. His machshava was to give a call when Hashem got angry. The more, Mai, Lamanda, Titkus Hashem. It was HaKadosh Baruch Hu did tremendous tzedek tzedakah with us. What was it? Amri Abelazda, Amalam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Hashem is telling us, Du'u, kama tzidkais osisi machem, how much tzedakah I did with you. Shalai ka'asti b'yemei Bilam HaRosha. At that time, when Bilam went to give clothes to Klal Yisrael, the reason why it wasn't chal, because punk those days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't get angry. Shalmolei ka'asti, because Hashem would have gotten angry then, when Yishtayim, his name shall Yisrael, through the poet. Lushan Natrikin. So Nayim really means the Klal Yisrael itself. It means nobody from Klal Yisrael would have stayed alive. Hey, the Bilam would have been Mechavin, or Hashem would have been angry that day when Bilam made his Klalom, the whole Klal Yisrael would have been killed out. That's the chesed that Hashem did, that punk those days, Hashem didn't get angry. That's what Bilam answered back to Bolak. Hey, what kind of call could I do if a Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't get angry? I mean, punk these days, Hashem didn't get angry. Hashem didn't get angry. I can't do anything. All those days that Bilam went to give clothes, till then Hashem didn't get angry. Now the Mar says, Nachamo, v'kam ezomai, how long does he get angry? Rega. One rega. V'kam a rega, am ravavim v'tem ravavim, a rega kememra. The rega, the way we say it, means 1 second. So of course, before the Gemara said it's 58,888. Now the Gemara is saying it's one rega. The Gemara says that before the Gemara says exact cheshbin, how long it is. Now the Gemara just stops saying, just like in Kurt, to know how long does Hashem get angry, a rega.
Still a bit of modern.
Kamimra mean, like we said before, 158, whatever, Kamimra, like you said?
Maybe. Yeah, sure. Then Rav Avin Regel Kamimra, maybe. And the Gros learn not that. The Gros learning Kamimra means what people say, like one Regel. For the Gemara, when we no longer Regel Rosak, where's the Psukim that Hashem gets angry one Regel every day? Shinema ki Regel pa'apoy chayim v'rtoyne. His Regel pa'apoy, one Regel Hashem is ba'apoy with anger. The boy is saying, Mihocho, Chavi, kama rega ad yavar zon. Hey, wait 1 second until Hashem zoma go away. For tomorrow is the aim of Rosa. It's for us to know. How are we going to know when Hashem gets angry? We'll soon see Spageya. If you want to give somebody klola, so curse him at this second. So how do we know which second of the day Hashem gets angry? Omer Abaya bahanech plus yishor kemaisa. Out of the first 3 hours of the day. Ki chiyura karbalosa tanagoyla. Hey, the beak of the chicken is white. Zekoi achad karin stands on one leg. Freddy Gemara kol shosav shosav nami koi hochi. That's no chiddush. Stands on one leg a long time. And kol shos and the Gemara kol shos is bei shuraiku sumke. Every time in the white beak there's one strip of red there. There's a red strip there. So he shosav this 1 second less bei shuraiku sumkoi. Hey, this red streak goes away. The kids, if you watch the chicken throughout the first 3 hours of the day. And you see the red spot go away, that's the second Hashem gets angry. But the more male, Maisa, who Tzeduki, the Heavy Bishop of Yisrael, the Heavy Shur Belevi. There was a Tzeduki, and the Heavy Shur Belevi's Tzeviva and his Shochin, his neighbor, have become a Tzarlet to the Kroi. A Tzeduki used to say that take the Tzukim and Chumash and ask Kashas on them and give them hard time. Is Yoy Mechoda, so the Heavy Shur Belevi got sick of this guy. They wanted to get rid of him already. So what did he do? Shokel Tanagirli took this chicken, the Yukmei Ben Kari put it by his bed, the Yarza, he tied it onto his bed post. The Ayinbur, and he looked at it, say that for the first 3 hours he kept to look at the chicken, so very thought, Kimot Ishosa, come that 1 second, that the red will go away, I'll tell you, I'll curse this Tzeduki, and Melo will die then. So the Gemara Kimot Ishosa came that second night and he fell asleep. His punk that second he fell asleep in Bashir Benaifi. So he said to himself, Omar Shmamino Lavurcha Ayil Nevadhochi. It's not nice to do this. It's not nice to give a klolo that a Kodesh Baruch Hu should go and give an onish to somebody. It's not nice to do that. Why? The Pasuk says, Rachma Vakol Ma'is of Tziv. You should have Rachmanis on everybody. Hoksiv Gam Enosh Letzadik Loitoiv. It's not nice to get an onish. A tzadik shouldn't give a Rosha an onish. Gam Enosh Letzadik Loitoiv. It's not even good if a tzadik gets an onish. It's not good to get onish. So here the Gemara doesn't say too much. I think later on the Gemara says that the Ma'isa was he should be mispal that he should do tshuva. Not that he should be mispal that he should die, but better be mispal somebody should do tshuva. That's the way. That was Ma'isa Bruya, right. That's what she told her, that's what she told the husband of Remeya. So here also, it wasn't nice to daven to Hashem, Hashem should kill him. Moratona Mishmei the Rebbe Meir. He says another Shia. Vishura Shachama Zarechas, when the sun is shining. The whole Malchim Mizruch Amarav Menichem Kisrayim Barashayim. All the kings put the crowns on the head. O Mishtachvim Lechama, they bow down to the Avodah Zarah. The Chama Miyad Koyes. That's when the Kodesh Baruch Hu gets angry. Miyad Koyes the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the second when the Kodesh Baruch Hu gets angry. Right. Vi Yomil Rabbi Yechim Mishum Rabbi Yaisi. Toivo Ma'adaras Achas. Velibo Shalodim. Ma'adaras means a Lashon Achno, the Mashiach says. If you yourself feel bad, as you realize you did something bad, then you want to do tshuva about it. But in your lave, you have bad feelings in your heart. That's better. Yoyse mikama malchus. Whether somebody's a son hidden, you give your malchus. The calls them on your stock. You hold you didn't do wrong. You don't know what you did wrong. You're not going to do tshuva. But if you yourself have achno, that's the best thing. Shenema v'rod for esmo yaveho. V'yomro elcho, I'll go back. Elcho, I'll go. V'yeshuva, I'll return. Elisha, Rishon, it's Christ all saying this. I'll return back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my first bow. Ki toivli oz meyasa. It's better to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu than now Klai Yisrael was with the Avodah Zarah. Resh Lakish Omar, Yoyse Mimeya Malkis. It's better than 100 Malkis. Shenema Tachas Goro, the Mevin Mehakis Tzil Meya. It's better, the fact you feel a little bit dead, more than giving 100 Malkis. Hey, Sikha Chuvriz, believe Bishalot, and the person himself feels dead inside. Trashi Amados Achas Loshin Ridui Bachno. A person's machni himself puts himself down. Shodom Som Ali Boy Melo.
he himself realized he did something bad and he wanted to do tshuva, that's better than 100 makas. Rotzes mevet rashi kishetiro, sheinoizer, tosem aliba lemer osher velisha rishin. And Klai Yisrael did avoid the Zorah. And then they saw they weren't gaining from it, they said, we'll go back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yitakas gor b'meivin, takas gor b'odom. Meivin toiva mahakas tzil meyiv. It's better if a person realizes himself than getting 100 makas. Takas tatan l'mala, takas atofa. Right. V'yom Rav Yechne Mishrim Rav Yosi. Shleisha dvorim b'kesh moish l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's moish l'es HaKadosh Baruch Hu three things. V'nosanloi, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't go with us to Klal Yisrael. He wanted that the Goyim should not have the Shechina, and also that I'll make a difference between Klal Yisrael and the Goyim. So they didn't have the Shechina. What? Huh?
This is forever.
Bechura? Yeah. His Moshe wanted to know the drachim of Hashem. He always say there are 50 midas of Chochmah, and this is the Shar Nun. The 50th Shar is to know Kolod the drachim of Hashem. That means that anything happens, we see the Tiber in it. We see what's good about it. That's called the 50th Shar of Chochmah. That means even though to us it looks bad, but really there's a reason why it's being done. And if you have this 50th Chochmah, you know why it's good. And the Moram said, Mepharshim say, Rabbi Kiva had this Chochmah. Some say Mosunsi, some say Moshe didn't have this Chochmah. So the Medrash says when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, give the Torah, Moshe said, send it beyond somebody else. And the Medrash says that was beyond Rebbe Kiva. Because Rebbe Kiva had this 50th Madrega Chochmah, he saw everything what Hashem did, how it was good. So a lot of mice and Gemaras with Tanoim were walking through the Beis HaMikdash, and they started to cry, and Rebbe Kiva started to laugh. Because Rebbe Kiva knew in everything bad what the good was in it. That's called to know Claude the Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The first man Yom says Moshe asked for this, and the first man said Moshe got it. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him. He told him, V'nosam loy, Shenemar ha'idiyeni noyas ruachecha, Omlofan ha'ribon ha'shoylam, V'vnei ma'ye tzadik v'toyv loy. He's Moshe at kashis. How come sometimes for tzadik it's good? V'ye tzadik v'ral loy. Sometimes the tzadik is bad. Some pashas doesn't look nice. The guy's a tzadik, how come he's having is there an ancient? And it's like, yesh rosha b'tevle. Sometimes you have a rosha, and punk b'tevle, he has a good mouth, everything's going good for him. The yesh rosha v'ralloi. Sometimes you have a rosha, and the rosha is bad for him. So that was the kasha, if you want to know the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do we see in everything that happens, why Hashem is doing it? Amaloi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered back, Amaloi Moshe. I'll give you an answer. Tzadik v'tevloi. A tzadik, everything goes good for him. That's a tzadik ben tzadik. His father is also tzadik. Tzadik v'ralloi. Tzadik ben Rasha. Since his father was a Rasha, sometimes he'll get an Einish also. Rasha v'toivloi means Rasha ben Tzadik. The father was a Tzadik, he always gets good. Rasha v'raloi is Rasha ben Rasha. Well, some say this is not the Maskana, some say this is not the Emes of Shad. But there's one Shad that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has answered back to Moshe some type of clue to how HaKadosh Baruch Hu does his Midas. Right? Omama. Tzadik v'toivloi, how come a Tzadik is always good? That's a Tzadik ben Tzadik. Tzadik v'raloi, sometimes it's best for Tzadik, Tzadik ben Rosha. For the Gemara Eini, Vlok Siv, Poikir Oven, Ovois, Avonin. One pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers the Ovois, the sin of the father on the children. Vlok Siv, another pasuk says, Ubonim lo yumsu al Ovois. Fakir, the children don't die because of the father's Averis. For the Gemara Reminim Kroi Adon, the Pesukim Aspiris. One pasuk says there's an einish for the son because of his father. And next pasuk says no, the children don't get an einish from the father. Well, Mashnina, Teres the Pesukim are like this. Lakashim, Hokish Oyskin Maisei Abusayim B'Yudayim. When the son does the same type of chatoim the father does, then the son will get an einish for the father's chatoim also. Hokish Ein Oyskin Maisei Abusayim B'Yudayim. When the son doesn't do the chatoim of the father, then he will not get the einish the father gets. Yeah. So according to Kasher is though, you see Amol, even a tzaddik, Ben Rosha, if he doesn't do what his father does, he shouldn't get an einish. So why do you say it's Rala? It shouldn't be bad for him. Abi, he's a tzaddik. Even though his father was a Rosha, he's not doing what his father did. So he shouldn't get an einish. Elazat Gmarhochi Kamalei. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered back to Moshe. Tzaddik v'toivloi means tzaddik gomer. A tzaddik gomer only is good for you. Unless the Eibishter Amol gives you Misrum Shalava.
tzaddik v'raloi dam is tzaddik shein gomer. He's a tzaddik, but not 100%, so he'll get his einish. As McCarthy said, molot nicha, the tzaddik should get his einish b'olam hazeh, that olam habo will only get his chayim. Rosha v'toiv loy means Rosha shein gomer. He is not a gantz in Rosha. So Melo, the meter is, I call Kodesh Baruch Hu, let the Rosha have all his chayim in this world. Today, the olam habo will get no chayim. But I call upon him, he can't be so bitter. Mashen ken Rosha v'raloi. A Rasha that only gets bad, it means he's a Rasha gomer. He's so bad that he has no scar at all. So even on this world, he gets no scar. Mainly, it's only Rallah for him on this world. So I call upon him, what this teret is, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe some clues how he's naik. The Gemara pleaded Rav Neya. But did this man, the Yama Dingzachon Rav Neya? The Yama Rav Neya, Shtayim Nosnuloi, V'achas Le Nosnulo. As Rav Neya says, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not answer back to Moshe the third Shailah. As like we said, Moshe did not have this chokhmah to know the drachma of Hashem. He didn't know why Hashem does this and does that. Shenemar, the pasuk says, "V'chanoisi es asherochin afapi shein hogin." He samol the Eibushdas rachmanas that gives chanun, gives kindness to person even though you don't deserve it. V'richamti es asherachim means afapi shein hogin. There's no klolim why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is knowing like this. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu has midas rachmah for no reason. And Sam, he has Rachmanas on you. What are the klolim? His Moshe did not know. The interesting, this lashon here, Apple Pi Shein Hogin, the Basil Akim, that's the Mabit, he has old Shar Tfilah, he goes to be Maz beginning of Davening. He says the whole Yisrael Tfilah is on this pasuk really. Apple Pi Shein Hogin. We chamti meet Apple Pi Shein Hogin. We daven to Hashem, sometimes get the chutzpah. Who are we to daven to Hashem? Aye, we do bad things and we're bad. How could we ask Hashem to do good to us? Because this posting, there's a meeting of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though we don't deserve it, still he has Rachmanis on us. And that's all Koyach HaTfilah. We daven to Hashem as this posting, even though we don't deserve it, still heal us. Give us Panasa. Do this. I, we don't deserve it. There's a meeting of Rachmanis from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what we daven for. Right? Now the posting says, by Yomer, Loi Sucha Liris as Ponai, I can't see your face. So Tony will learn like this. Tony Mishmed Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcho, that Kach Omli HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe. This is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu said back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Kesherotzisi Loi Rotzis Baritzisa. When I wanted to show myself to you by the snare, you did not want to look. Achshav now Shat to write enough that you want to look at me. And he writes, I don't want to let you see me now. Rashi says Kesherotzisi means by snare. Lerith Rasha Shinema says now, Vayista Moshe Ponav over there, I mean Moshe didn't want to look, says Moshe hid his face. And the Mor says, really this is a pligi the Rabbi Shmuel Banachman Yogzin on Rabbi Shmuel Banachman Yom Rabbi Yonasin. That Yom Rabbi Shmuel Banachman Yom Rabbi Yonasin, that Vizchar Shoah Zochle Shoah, because of three things, Moshe Rabbeinu was also Zochle for three things. That Vizchar, because of this pasuk of Vayista Moshe Ponav, that Moshe did not look by the snare, Mashmi was a schus for something good that he did. It was Zoch, he was Zoch, a cluster upon him. That he was Zoch, to have a cluster upon him.
His Makarish Baruch, who came to Moshe in the snare, lay with Tisa Shinemam, by Yista Moshe upon him. Moshe held back his face and looked at the snare. So first one, Yemet says, it was like a little trainer. Why didn't you, Moshe, look at me? The next one, Yemet says, no, it was a schus. O plegi the trashi, the Rebbe Yeshua ben Kochom, Shemanisho Yakach, you say Moshe got an einish because he didn't look. So the other Akach, Ad Rabbi Shmuel, Shoma Kibul Schar al zeh, full faket. He says Moshe got schar for this. Lakasto upon him, ki korven or upon him. Yitzmunas Hashem Yadut, zeh maro achurim. That's to see the back of Hashem. Kach shenem v'tifri kesher shal tefillim. Mi achuru vuv, yamun del kosher bruchim niach tefillim. That because Moshe was zeicha to see Hashem. Hey, the Tzmunat Hashem Yabit means Moshe was able to see Hashem. Now, we said before, Moshe saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kesher Shal Tefillin. Right, if I see Reisi as Kapai, I'll take away my hand. Reisi as Achori, you'll see my back. That's what Hashem told Moshe. Omer Rav Chama Bar Bizni, Omer Rav Shimon Chasidon, Melamed Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe Kesher Shal Tefillin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe the back of his head, that means the Kesher Shal Tefillin. Exactly what it means, where Hashem wears it and what, we don't understand, but there was some midrash that Moshe saw the Kesher Shal Tefillin. The Yom Rabbi Yechon Mishrim Rabbi Yosi, Kol Diba V'Diba Shiyotin Afi HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Toivah. Whenever Hashem says something L'Toivah, Afilu Al Tanai, even though there are conditions when it will be good, loy chozer boy. Even if the snoyim are not mekayim, Hashem is never chozer. It always he does it. Minola mi Moshe, Rabbeinu. Shenemar herif mi meinu li hashmidom. Like Hashem got angry with Klai Yisrael by the eagle. He said, "Come Moshe, I'm going to kill our Klai Yisrael. The yes to Yisrael goy and otzum, and I'll make you for the army Yisrael." So after God, the boy Moshe rachmi Allah the milso butler. Even though Moshe was mispalo, v'yachal Moshe, and he got our Kodesh Baruch Hu to be Moshe Klai Yisrael, and he didn't kill them, afilu hochi ukmei bezari. Still, Moshe's kids were zeich to be a goy godel. Shenema b'nei Moshe gershom b'Eliezer, it says, v'yiyu b'nei Eliezer rechavya harosh, o b'nei rechavya rabba l'malo. It says, how many kids did rechavya, that was the grandson of Moshe, l'malo, rabba l'malo, tremendous amount. V'toni Rav Yosef l'malo m'shishim rebuya, more than 600,000 kids, that's what came out of him. Okay, so from Moshe's kids alone came out an am like Klai Yisrael. Asti Rabbi Rabbiya, Ksivach Rabbu Lamalu, Ksivachim, over there Yisrael, part of a Yisrael by Yirgu. And by Klai Yisrael, we know they had Shishim Rabbuyim.